Welcome to another edition of BizBuzz on News Now Warsaw. In partnership with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce, here's today's BizBuzz.
Hi, this is Scott Wiley once again with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce with this episode of BizBuzz. Today I'm with one of our own, Nora Christensen. Welcome, Nora.
Hello, thank you.
Nora, you've had a great first year as the event coordinator for not only the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce, but Main Street in Warsaw. And now that we're into 2025, you've got something big coming up called the National Civics Bee.
So the National Civics Bee is something that we do in partnership with the National Chamber of Commerce. And how it works is basically we start by getting essay submissions from middle school age students, 6th, 7th, and 8th graders. And those essays are then judged by our essay judges, and finalists are invited to our local Civics Bee.
So who exactly is able to participate in it?
So these are all local or statewide 6th, 7th, and 8th graders, or the equivalent if you're a homeschool student as well. So anybody who is in that age range is welcome to apply or write their essay.
Okay, so you don't have to be a Warsaw High School or Triton or anything. You could be a homeschooler, you could be a private school.
Exactly, yep.
Awesome.
It's open to any student. And even if you're not in our local area, if you do write your essay, you'll be placed with another chamber that is also doing theirs.
Oh,
so
that's great.
Anyone can write their essay and you'll be placed with the closest chamber.
So what are the prizes for this?
So for our local bee, how it will work is we'll take our finalists and they will come to our local bee in April, the beginning of April. And first place gets a $500 cash award. Second place is $250, and third place is $125.
Oh, wow.
So the top three finishers for our local bee will get a little bit of money. And then the first place is then offered a place to go to the state Civics Bee.
Awesome. And we had someone, finish second in the state last year.
Yes. Our first place finisher last year went on to states where they finished second place. So they were able to get another prize from the state bee.
Awesome. And what's the grand prize?
So the grand prize is if you make it through our local bee, go to the state bee. From there, the top finisher for all of the state bees are then flown to Washington, D.C. with their parents.
Oh, my goodness.
Expenses paid, and go to the national bee. And from there, they are able to win. If they get first place for the whole nation, it is a $100,000 scholarship.
Whoa, that's awesome. So how can the community help get involved?
There's lots of ways. Encouraging young people to write the essays. They're only a maximum of 750 words, so think 1 to 2 page essay on issue in our local community or that you see that needs some attention.
Mm-hmm.
And so convincing young people to write the essays is a big one. We're looking for essay judges and then judges as well for our local bee. So anybody who's interested, we would love to have them.
Great. So if you're listening to this and want to get involved, just contact Nora here at the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce. Where can people find more info on this?
The easiest way is to just go to our website and go to National Civics Bee. From there, we have a lot of really great information and a link that leads right to the website where you can then get more information about specific writing the essay and where to submit.
So just go to kchamber.com, our website, our brand new website, by the way, if you haven't visited us. And if you haven't visited us, please follow our website and please follow us on Facebook and Instagram. That's the best way to keep track on what's going on in the community. Laura, thanks for all your help with everything. And
thank you.
I'm looking forward to a great year with all the Third Fridays and all the festivals and St. Patrick's Day is coming up. And thank you for all you do for the Kosciuszko Chamber and our community.
Oh, well, thank you. Yes, it's been a very exciting 4 months. I'm looking forward to the next year.
Awesome.
Does your church or nonprofit group have an event coming up? Well, let us know about it at news@newsnowwarsaw.com. You can get your event onto the newsnowwarsaw.com community calendar. All you got to do is email all the information to news@newsnowwarsaw.com. Please email your information at least 1 week in advance to the event, and we'll get that up on our website, and we will also voice it on the air for you. Again, that's news@newsnowwarsaw.com.
This is Rob Barker with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce, and I'm with Brian Lowe from Home Church. Brian, how are you?
I'm doing great. I'm happy to be here.
Brian, Home Church, tell me a little bit about it.
Yeah, Home Church is the continuation of life, ministry, and the gospel after hurt. Really, that's what we are. We've picked up where we believe the gospel desires for church and for your life as a Christian to be more than just a one-day experience.
So you're trying to get out into the community and find those who have had emotional pain, physical pain, some other kind of pain, and just bring them into a community?
Absolutely. We believe that, you know, church is a place where you find healing. It's also the place where you practice your faith, not the place where your faith is lived out the best. We believe it's lived out the best at home, which is why we call ourselves home church. Home is the important place. It's the priority because, man, if you're great on Sunday, but you're terrible on Monday, it confuses the world about who Christ is and what Christians are called to be. So that's really our heart, is to help people go from hurt to healing, and then to, man, take the word first to get it planted in your heart, to live it out in your home, get it expressed in your community, and let it then from there impact the world that costs the blood of Jesus.
That's pretty cool. Now, this building is really awesome.
Well, thank you.
You've got some cool things in it. So tell everybody what you have here. I mean, it's really cool.
Yeah, outside of just your normal like sanctuary classes for kids, we do ministry on a Sunday, literally from newborns all the way to our seniors. So you've got your classic church setup, but then outside of that, we believe in the life that surrounds church. So we have a gymnasium that we use all the time. We've got a playland like McDonald's, except a little larger.
And a little cleaner.
Yeah, a little cleaner. Yeah, you won't find French fries up there. You may find some kid's lost sock. I don't know. But we love to make that available because we really believe this, that God loves you more than Ronald McDonald's. And God is fun. Jesus
Absolutely.
Is fun.
Yeah.
You see stories in the New Testament where Jesus is inviting kids to come and hang out with him. So we believe in that exact same thing. Outside of that, we've got classrooms downstairs. We've got a podcast studio. We've got a youth room. And we've got offices that we're found in all the time. So that's kind of our facility right here.
Very cool. Now, you said something that I really resonates with me is that God wants us to have fun.
Yes, sir.
And I think you got an event coming up that really exemplifies that. So tell us a little bit about what's happening here soon.
Yeah, absolutely. God wants you to have fun. I think sometimes we feel like God is this guy in heaven that is so serious, we've got to act right to enjoy him. And on February 2nd, we're going to have an event on at 6 p.m. from 6 p.m. to 7:30. Jeff Allen is going to be here.
Jeff Allen's awesome. If you haven't seen him, Google him. He's great.
He is. He's a dry bar comedian. He's absolutely wonderful. He's hilarious. He really is, because he crosses the gambit of life from his youth to talking about raising kids to what it's like to be married. One of my favorite bits is the power of his underwear and how it dry. You know, I won't take his joke from him, but he's just very enjoyable. So we're going to have a night of just inviting our church as well as the community. Just come out and laugh.
And so it's February 2nd.
Yes.
6 to 7:30. How would somebody get tickets?
You would get tickets by going to the church's website right now, which is homechurch.ch.
Homechurch.ch.
Yep. And then as soon as you log on to the website, there's a pop-up. You click that pop-up and you can purchase tickets to the show. What I think is really cool is there's two tiers. There's your general admission. Mm-hmm. And then there's a meet and greet ahead of time. And the meet and greet is limited. But to have time, and it's a decent amount of time to just talk with Jeff, to visit with him. There'll be hors d'oeuvres and, you know, some snacks. But it's just really cool to be able to have that one-on-one with someone that you've only ever seen on stage or online on YouTube.
Yeah. If you don't mind asking, how much are just general tickets?
Yeah, general tickets are just over $30.
Okay.
And the VIP tickets are right at, I want to say they're $40.
Nice. Okay.
So,
and if somebody, I haven't asked you this, so it's always dangerous in this kind of thing.
Well, I'm guessing on the amounts, but yeah.
You'll find it on the website.
You will, for sure.
But if somebody wanted to bring a group of people, could you do a group discount or a group plan?
If somebody contacts us for that, we'll work with them.
I figured that'd be the answer.
Right now, the website's set up for just people to buy it. Basically have a great date night or to go out with a couple friends. But if somebody says, hey, I want to bring in 20, 30 people or more, then yes, we will work with you. Get a hold of us.
Yeah.
And you can do that by calling us at 574-269-5851.
Say that one more time.
574-269-5851.
Well, Brian, I appreciate you coming out. Anything else that you want somebody to know about this great event coming up?
This isn't going to be the only thing we have going on. I believe it's the start of us, one, finding the joy that's around ministry and around the word and the connection with the community. So we'd love to have someone come up and just be a part of that and enjoy it.
Appreciate your time and hope to see you at the show.
Absolutely. Thank
you. See you, man.
Does your church or nonprofit group have an event coming up? Well, let us know about it at news@newsnowwarsaw.com.
Hi, this is Scott Whitehead from the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce with this episode of Biz Buzz. Today I'm with a wonderful man, Rob Parker from the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce. Welcome, Rob.
Well, thanks so much for having me, Scott. It's great to be here.
Rob, you just wrapped up just another amazing year with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce. The support from our community is so awesome. You've got a big event coming up.
It's not my event, brother. It's our event. But we do have a great, great big event coming up, and it is the 113th annual dinner of the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce. And it's,
wow.
So, yeah, we're going to have it at MOCC. For those who don't know that, it's the Mannheim Orthopedic Capital Center, the gym over at Grace College.
How many people are you expecting for this event?
So we believe that we'll be somewhere between 500 and 600 people, probably closer to 550, 570, who knows. We do sell individual tickets now. We've got, I think, about 50 tables sold and about another 70 people that are showing up right now. Mm-hmm. We got a little bit more time if you're interested. It's a great time to rub elbows with a lot of the leaders in this community. But really, it's also a great time to hear what has been accomplished from the business community and what's coming up for next year. And there's a lot of exciting things in our community.
So who's catering this? What kind of food are we having?
Well, we're having good food. So the Lakeside from Syracuse is catering this year's annual dinner. And their food, if you haven't had it, now's the time to come try it because it's amazing.
It's amazing.
And
yes.
So what do we say when we talk about food? Food!
And I know that hasn't 100% confirmed yet, but we've got a big, maybe keynote speaker in the works.
Yeah, so we're really hoping to have we definitely will have the new CEO for the Indiana Chamber to kind of share the vision for the Indiana Chamber and the vision for the state. Mm-hmm. We're going to get to meet her and she's going to get to see our community, but we're hoping to have a larger named keynote speaker as well.
Yes, yes.
I haven't got 100% confirmation. Until I do, I don't want to release that, but it'll be fun. Regardless, even if the keynote speakers don't speak to you directly, you know what? Hearing from our businesses and our community, what's happening, it's just a great night. And we cap it off with our Man and Woman of the Year. And that's always so special to see people who have dedicated their lives to making this a better place for all of us to live, work, and play.
That's always kind of the ending, the big highlight.
It's the big highlight, yeah.
What are some of the other awards that we'll be giving out that night?
So, you know, we go everywhere from, we do about, half a dozen or so individual awards, which some of them are internal. Ambassador of the Year, which is somebody who helps us, and YAP Award, and Government Excellence is, you know, really honoring people who have dedicated their lives to, again, being in the public space, to making this, again, a better place to live.
Mm-hmm.
And then we do some of the business awards that would include things like, you know, Business of the Year, New Business Awards. So there's just a whole lot. Rising Star, that New Business Award. So individuals or businesses that have started off and that are hot and people love to go there.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not giving out any secrets here. This is all surprise. You got to come to see and hear. But it's a really good time to celebrate, to be thankful for what we've been given, the legacy that we have here in this community. Awesome businesses that really take care of people and take care of the community. And so it's just a wonderful time to come together for that.
One of my favorite nights of the whole entire year.
It's a great night. It's at Grace College at the MOCC. Doors open at 5, starts at 6. We hope to be done between 8:15 to 8:30. My goal will be done before that. But with all these great things we want to mention, it's kind of hard to get all that done quickly.
Yeah. How do people get tickets?
So the easiest way is just go to the Chamber of Commerce website, kchamber.com. Go to our events. You can see it clearly. Get individual tickets. You can still buy a table. Tables comes with 8. All the prices are in there. We're happy to help you, and we hope to see you out there.
Great.
Again, January 30th, Grace College, MOCC.
Thank you, Rob.
You have been listening to today's edition of BizBuzz in partnership with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce. And be sure to join us next time for another edition of BizBuzz with News Now Warsaw.